very difficult night, and I thought you seen two teams that tried to do it the right way. I thought two teams that were wholeheartedly committed, and it's never an easy place to come as East Fife, you know, and you can see that the qualities that they do have in terms of their shape, how hard they work off the ball, and I thought we more than matched that tonight, which was very, very pleasing. And, you know, that consistency of what an East Fife side bring, you know, is probably a big major part of the success that they're having this season. So if we can take anything from that, it always shows you that when you're maybe not perhaps free-flowing, you know, again on Saturday, we didn't get it the way that we wanted, you know, and sometimes out with your control, the weather, you know, maybe the opposition, it's not in your control. And again, I thought tonight we always kept ourselves in the game, and, you know, coming right up to the end there, I thought, you know, one of the opportunities we're going to get in, but Brett's, you know, a good call by Dan tonight. You know, he changes his goalkeeper and it pays off for him big time. You know, two in particular, great saves right at the end there.
Second half in particular, really lively as well.
Yeah, it did. You could see two teams really going for it. You know, and very, very, I think the conditions were actually better than what we were bearing at the side, to be fair. But as I said there, it was a good tactical game, you know. You could see the strengths, you know, the twist that Dan are trying to make, put the positive changes that we're trying to make. And as I said there, I'm absolutely delighted with the commitment, you know, and absolutely delighted with another clean sheet. You know, that's three in a trot. You can always gain confidence from that. To create one or two opportunities like we did for so long in the game, you know, that's it. That's the beauty about this game. And it's about the first half. I didn't think it was a classic. It was two teams that were trying to, you know, get the better of one another. Both teams, you know, that were... They were full of desire, full of commitment, you know, and you've seen that. And, you know, the second half, I thought there was a bit more football played, you know, and both teams did always try to play. There's no doubt about that in those conditions. And, you know, from your point of view and the way that the game finished, I'd just like to have seen it go another 3 or 4 minutes.
Because you were pushing towards
it. Yeah, we were pushing, and, you know, we can take good to happen that. The levels are good. I thought young Michael McMullen that came in tonight showed great energy coming down that side. So he did, you know, young Liam Allison again coming back on there and puts a terrific ball in. Trying one or two wee things ourselves, you know, Alec and Tony Wallace, you know, just playing off good, Willie. And they've been a good foil for David in there. But and also from your point of view, it was great to get wee Chrissy Johnson some minutes tonight. So we have been a little bit stretched there, but managed to get one or two back in, and we'll touch wood at this moment, we've come out unscathed tonight, so hopefully we'll get one or two back. And I'd also like to give a big shout out to the Clyde fans that travelled here tonight. Not an easy place to come at that particular time of night, you know, and the conditions that were put out there tonight. But, you know, their loyal and their backing was very much appreciated, and, you know, certainly helped us get through a very, very challenging game.